A serious fight needed against the anti-union laws, for real pay rises, and against cuts on ACASB, National Lead Officer for Unite. Broad solidarity greetings from General Secretary Sharon Graham. After highlighting where the magic money tree really is, in the excess salaries, bonuses, and profits of the big corporations, whilst the working class faces excess deaths from hypothermia and NHS cuts, he declared, "Trade unions, we are the opposition. Where we are organized, where we are fighting, we are winning. We don't limit ourselves to the courts." The tuck is reporting the government to the International Labour Organization, that's their ground. "We must fight these laws on our ground, the picket line." He said that Unite had conducted 900 disputes, winning 80% of them, gaining £400 million in extra earnings for members. Truth is concrete, not crumbling rock concrete, but real leveling up. One highlighted the St. Mungo's housing workers' victory, which Unite Rep. David Ullerdal spoke about, and the ongoing Hull and East Riding Citizens Advice Bureau, CAB, strike, the first in 25 years at a CAB, about which Unite Rep. Ray Davis said, "We are on strike, keep fighting, we are going to win." One reminded us that Unite had not accepted the NHS pay deal, and next week members in four London trusts would be starting strike action, not just for pay, but for safe staffing levels as well. He ridiculed the Tory hypocrisy about minimum service levels on strike days, saying, "What about every single day? Every year?" Many times, union emergency cover staffing is better than on non-strike days. One of those trusts is Barts, Len Hockey, the Unite branch secretary, with six of his fellow stewards in attendance, reported that they got a 95% yes vote to strike on a 58% turnout. One concluded by demanding that Labour councils refuse to implement the MSL laws. He demanded that a Labour government should repeal, not just the MSL Act, but all anti-trade union laws, and reimburse any trade unions fined by the Tory courts. Bankrupt Birmingham. In reference to Birmingham Labour Council, he demanded equality with no cuts, no privatisation, and no levelling down to achieve equality. Maybe if they'd taken Unite's advice of no cuts needs-based budgets, using reserves and borrowing powers, and building a mass campaign, they wouldn't be in this mess. He called on Starmer to pledge to reimburse Labour councils using borrowing and reserves to stop cuts. This was a point Dave Nellist, the national chair of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, emphasized from the floor. Commenting on reports that £2,500 a seat places for business leaders at an event at next month's Labour Party conference are oversubscribed, highlighting Starmer's pro-bosses agenda, he said that trade unions need their own political representation. As a first step towards that, TUSC is calling for a list of 100 trade union-backed candidates in the general election. It's time the working class had a party it could genuinely call its own. Among the many other strikers and activists who had their say, young workers also spoke. Lewis, a young university and college union member and Socialist Party member from Birmingham, spoke about the bold fight of his university colleagues, and appealed to attendees to link their trade union fight to the struggle for socialist policies. Miller, Coventry Socialist Party member, spoke about increasing numbers of young people organizing and joining trade unions to fight the cost of living crisis. March. Later, in defiance of camera-happy private security guards who were under instruction from their bosses to try to stop any leafleting or gathering outside, we all marched round to the conference center and lobbied tuck delegates as they went in.